T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:14 before 7, Tommy Tucker, Monday morning, April 19th, WWL. Glad you're getting your week started with us. And it's going to be a busy week in Washington. Busy not necessarily equating with getting things done, but Joshua Dar joins us now, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU, our friend. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
So where do we stand on the American Jobs Act?
Yeah, it's a huge bill. The Biden administration obviously pushing this $2 billion infrastructure bill with a pretty wide definition of what infrastructure is. I think they're interested in attracting some Republican support, but it's not strictly necessary. So I think we're sort of in a game of chicken right now where they would like Republicans to get on board but aren't willing to compromise too much of the substance of the bill, and Republicans are deciding, do we want credit for something that might pass, or do we want to oppose it and try to stop it?
Are there enough Democrats on board now?
Maybe not right now, but you know, if they're not going to negotiate with Republicans, they'll end up negotiating with Democrats. And so, you know, if it shifts from here or there from the original $2 billion, or if projects get added, or if, you know, taxes get taken out, whatever it is, they'll negotiate with someone, and they'll get a bill, you know, to 50 Democratic votes, I'm fairly sure. And that's all they need, because they need, they're planning to pass it through reconciliation.
Even Manchin, you think they'll get?
West Virginia needs infrastructure. Joe Manchin knows that. Joe Biden knows that. And so, you know, I think Joe Manchin, two people are in charge of this that normally would be pretty obscure. One's the Senate parliamentarian, who's deciding whether how many bills can go through reconciliation this year. And the other is Joe Manchin, who, you know, his state needs roads, his state needs bridges, his state needs support for home health care workers. All that stuff's in the bill. So I would think it's likely that he'll get what he wants.
Is the majority of this, does it come down to just good old-fashioned Washington horse trading, where it's like, okay, well, you know, infrastructure and what is it, one person's pork is another person's bacon, where, you know, we can bring a lot of this to your district, we can bring a lot of this to your state, we can make a lot of people happy there. So the talk of debt and deficit, not really valid when it comes to your own state, if you understand what I'm trying to ask you in my own clumsy way, Josh, because even with the Republicans, and it's interesting that you started it by saying take credit for something or oppose it, because if for whatever reason we get X amount of jobs in Louisiana or X amount of infrastructure repairs, et cetera, then people aren't going to be concerned about debt and deficit, are they?
Probably not. I mean, considering all we heard about the debt and the deficit when President Obama was trying to pass the stimulus bill in 2009, 2010, Biden passed a bill that was about twice as large with about half the talk about the deficit. Mm-hmm. So I think that conversation has shifted a bit. And you already saw it with the American Relief Plan, the $1.9 trillion COVID bill. You know, Republicans who voted against it were immediately putting out press releases about how it would help their constituents. So if they decide that, you know, rural voters, which lean heavily Republican, will approve of roads, bridges, broadband, internet, the things that rural communities don't have and need, then they may be more willing to, you know, cast a vote, get on board. Credit claiming is one of the most important things that legislators do, but, you know, can they claim credit for something that they didn't vote for? they've tried. So we'll see.
Yes. Let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you specifically about debt and deficit, because we started this morning talking about the stock market. You know, both of them are equally to blame, the Democrats and Republicans. You can say perhaps the Democrats spend more, but both increase the debt and the deficit, or deficit and debt, I guess, would be chronologically correct. And I just don't see any political will changing for this anytime soon. And there can be a lot of foot stomping and this and that and the other thing, but I don't see it ever happening. I don't see the political will ever being there, but we'll talk when we come back. 651 9 before 7, traffic now on WWL. Professor of Political Communication at LSU, about the American Jobs Act and will they get it through in its current form, and how exactly do you define infrastructure? But Josh, when we talked about, you know, earlier this morning with Mark Rosa, we were talking about debt and deficit and the stock market. I mean, come on, really. Will the Republicans or the Democrats ever really seriously cut spending?
Probably not. Each side wants to spend on the things it wants to spend on. And people are, you know, the American people are essentially deciding on what their priorities are. You know, obviously there was a good amount of deficit spending in the COVID relief bill, but American people, it was broadly very popular. And so is Joe Biden. It was, there was sort of a decision that this was more important at the moment. Now that can change. And if the debt becomes sort of an overwhelming thing that starts to hurt U.S. policy interests, or people's, you know, everyday lives, that might change. But in recent history, the paring back of the stimulus bill or the brinksmanship over the debt ceiling in 2011, people have seen more harm from attempts to address the deficit than from the deficits growing. So, you know, when Republicans get in power, they cut taxes. When Democrats get in power, they increase spending, you know, very broadly and very simplified. But either both of those things increase the deficit. So you're sort of, you know, one or the other.
So it's a straw argument almost, isn't it, when you talk about adding to the debt and deficit when the Republicans voice that as their opposition to this American Jobs Act? I guess I'm just thinking, you know, when you're looking for equity, you got to come in with clean hands, right? And their hands aren't clean. If you want to oppose it for other reasons, to me, that's fine. But it's kind of hypocritical to go that way.
Yeah, I think back to when the Trump tax cuts was actually called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So they've had their own bill that they all just voted for that had the word jobs in it that increased the deficit. And, you know, it was a couple of years ago and there were different people in charge, but it was sort of a similar sales pitch for a bill with a very large price tag.
In terms of Biden's popularity and so forth, his numbers are pretty good. And what do you see looking ahead to the midterms? I know it's plenty early.
Yeah, so usually midterm elections are bad for the party in power. Which would, you know, and Democrats actually lost House seats even though Biden won the presidency, so that their margin for error kind of narrowed there. And you know, there's no, it's a long ways off, so there's not a total reason to expect any different that, you know, Republicans should go into these with the advantage. The one thing that gives me pause on that is that the way Biden won in 2020 was by winning college-educated suburban-type voters away from Republicans, and Trump somewhat balance that out by winning lower propensity, more rural voters at higher rates. The thing is that the voters that Biden won that have traditionally been Republican are the ones that are more likely to turn out in midterm elections. So you have seen something of a shift that would help Biden sort of build a barrier against the kind of losses you might otherwise expect. Now, I don't know if that'll play out. Who knows what those voters will be thinking in a year and a half. But it's not immediately clear that Biden will lose seats. It's just sort of history tells us that's probably what will happen.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I hope we talk to you again soon. Joshua Dar, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.